Story number 7. Tom and the Tomango Tree. Tom lived on a farm. Behind the farm, there was a big forest on a hill. Tom liked going for walks in the forest. He loved climbing trees and listening to the birds there. There was a river near the farm too. Tom had a small boat and often went fishing there. He loved living in the countryside. Tom's parents both worked on the farm. They had cows, sheep, goats and chickens, and they planted vegetables in the fields. I'd like to go through here too, his father often said. He tried to grow pears, but they were too small, and he couldn't grow bananas. They were always too green, and the weather was too cold to grow melons or grapes. Find me a fruit we can grow here, Tom, his father often said. One summer morning, Tom woke up and walked to his window. The river looked silver in the sun, and the trees danced in the wind. Tom thought, today is a good day to be in the forest. After breakfast, he put some apple juice in his bag and started to walk up the hill. Up and up he went, and he got thirstier and thirstier. He sat down, opened his bag, took out his drink, and drank it all. Then he got up again and walked some more. He came to the top of the hill where the tallest tree in the forest grew. He lay down under it and looked up at the sky. This tree is very tall. I can't see the top of it, Tom thought. I want to climb it. Up and up he climbed. From the top of the tree, Tom could see more and more hills, all of the farm and all of its fields. He could see the river and the sea too. I want to climb those hills, Tom thought. I want to work on the farm and grow fruit. But I want to sail down that river and across the sea too. I want to go to countries where there are mountains and jungles. I want to do hundreds and hundreds of exciting things. Suddenly, Tom heard something. It was in the tree below him, but it wasn't a bird. It's a fruit bat, the kind of bat that only eats fruit, thought Tom. Wow, I'm lucky to find one of those. Tom heard the fruit bat again, but he couldn't see it. He started to climb down the tree and saw something red behind a big leaf. It moved. A red fruit bat? Thought Tom. That's very strange. Tom moved to the leaf, but the red thing wasn't an animal. It was like a kind of tomato or mango. It was a very strange fruit, and there wasn't only one. There were lots and lots of them. Tom picked one of the strange fruits and looked at it more carefully. Then he ate it. It tasted very good. Tom was hungry. He ate another one and another one. Then he picked 5 more and put them in his bag. I must give this fruit a name, he thought. I know, it's a tomango. When Tom got back down on the ground, he ran home to show the fruit to his father. Look, Dad, he said. I found a tomango tree in the forest. We can grow this fruit here on our farm. And they did. Tom's father took the 5 tomangos and grew plants from them. Soon the family had a field that was full of small tomango trees. And the people came from the city to buy all the wonderful fruit that grew on them. But there's a strange end to this story. Tom did lots of exciting things. He worked on the farm. He sailed down the river and across the sea. He climbed all the hills near his home, and he often climbed the tallest trees in the forest too. But Tom never, never found another tomango tree in the forest, never heard or saw the fruit bat again.